This is the Applied Clinical Trials Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. Let's get into it. On this episode, we're highlighting three of the most viewed stories from the past week. Our first story, the NIH's shutdown contingency plan has left the agency operating with just 1/4 of its staff to sustain patient care at the clinical center. Most new grants, trials, and training programs are on hold, raising concerns about continuity for NIH-funded studies. Proposed budget cuts and restructuring plans face pushback, with Congress instead proposing a $400 million increase. For sponsors and investigators, the focus is on diversifying funding and building operational resilience as federal uncertainty continues. Next, a look back at an earlier interview in which industry leaders highlighted three big trends for 2025: data readiness, interoperability, and real-world evidence. Before AI can truly transform research, organizations must fix data quality and governance issues. Expect broader use of unstructured sources like physician notes and imaging, greater reliance on synthetic control arms, and faster adoption of ICHM-11 and FHIR standards to enable seamless data flow across systems. And finally, resourcing and outsourcing strategies are shifting fast. Sponsors are moving away from full-service CROs toward hybrid models that blend in-house oversight with trusted consultants and selective outsourcing. Flexibility, quality, and collaboration are now the top priorities, while cost, change orders, and turnover remain major friction points. That's all for this week's recap. For more on these stories and other developments in clinical research, visit us at appliedclinicaltrialsonline.com. Thanks for listening to the Applied Clinical Trials Brief.